Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see mostly sunny skies as we warm into the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 62 for your low, winds still light out of the southeast. Temperatures jump on Friday will be in the mid-90s. Lots of sunshine, clear 68 for Friday night, Saturday 97. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. A plan in Kansas to allocate up to $50 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds toward retention incentives for nurses and frontline workers has stalled. Top Republican legislators voiced concerns yesterday about which hospitals would receive the money and how those funds would be spent. Kansas Governor Lori Kelly's bipartisan Pandemic Response Advisory Task Force delayed approving the proposal after GOP Senate President Ty Masterson proposed excluding hospitals that require employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. House Speaker Ron Rickman Jr. argued that the task force should allow hospitals to use the funds to address other pandemic-related issues, including mental health. Kansas weather forecasters saying it'll be clear, dry, and warm tomorrow through the weekend as we kick off the 2021 Kansas State Fair. The fair gets underway tomorrow in Hutchinson and will run through Sunday, September 19th. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With CakeForce Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and CakeForce Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. A top Kansas Department of Labor official is not disputing a legislative audit's finding that hiring hundreds of workers during the coronavirus pandemic didn't appear to result in the agency answering more calls from unemployed workers who were seeking benefits. But Labor Secretary Peter Brandy said yesterday that the calls to the department became more complicated as the federal government created six programs to help workers after COVID-19 restrictions on businesses in the spring of last year caused unemployment to surge. He also noted during a meeting on unemployment issues that some of the 500 workers hired by the department sometimes were diverted to resolving problems with individual claims so that people would get their benefits. After missing a year due to the coronavirus, the Kansas State Fair is on and it opens tomorrow morning. Gates open on the first day tomorrow at 11 o'clock and will remain open until 9 p.m. If you're an early riser and get to the fairgrounds before 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, your admission is free. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The number of virus cases in Nebraska continued their steady climb last week as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues spreading. According to data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Nebraska reported 5,649 new virus cases last week, making the 11th straight week of increases. The Omaha World Herald reports that's up from 4,916 cases the week before and 3,464 cases the prior week. The state was reporting 253 cases per week in late June when officials declared an end to the state virus emergency. Southern Nebraska weather forecasters say today is the last day in the 80s as we head into the 90s, both tomorrow and Saturday. But all that before a nice cool down beginning next Tuesday with highs only in the 70s. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Another COVID-related fatality reported in Washington County this past weekend as an elderly resident with underlying health conditions passed away. 22 positive cases are currently reported in Washington County. Marshall County cases continue a gradual decline, now with 20 active, including 2 hospitalizations. A tribute to the 13 fallen soldiers in Afghanistan will be presented as part of pregame activities for the Valley Heights Junior High football team Thursday evening, inviting the public to participate before the game at about 6:20. Big Give Gage County is Friday's. Area supporters are encouraged to contribute toward over 60 local charities and nonprofit organizations throughout the county. Matching funds will be provided toward all contributions in person at the Vintage Venue in downtown Beatrice, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., or online anytime at biggivegage.org. The annual event, sponsored by the Gage County Foundation and participating local sponsors, a kickoff celebration is planned Thursday evening. Deadline is Friday for registration for Farm Bureau Ag Academy. The year-long program focuses on advocacy, leadership, and service, rural communities, and farm families. Virtual and in-person sessions will include tours and programs beginning in October, with additional details online at kfb.org/agacademy. The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. A send-off celebration is planned Saturday morning, along with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders in the Gravel Dash expected to return midday and throughout the afternoon downtown. Commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is planned Saturday in Marysville. First responders and others will join in the annual moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. with a brief ceremony to follow at 9:03. Organizers of a horse soldier monument being installed at Washington County Courthouse have acquired a piece of the World Trade Center that will be dedicated as part of a display. Ron Newts explains.
Well, the 9/11 component, we hope, we're trying to work it out to bring a piece of the World Trade Center back to Washington, Kansas, be it a piece of I-beam or whatever from the rubble from the buildings. We'll make it as part of the horse soldier monument on to the side and make it so people can actually see it. We'll have a plaque with it, talk about 9/11, people will be able to touch it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Washington Lions and Rotary Clubs are hosting a number of events this Saturday to raise funds toward the monument. These include a softball tournament with a silent auction throughout the day, hayrack rides touring the town beginning at 7 p.m., and a showing of the movie 12 Strong at the tennis courts at 9. These events in Washington this Saturday are a week ahead of a planned dedication of the Horse Soldier Monument at the Fall Fest, Saturday, September 18th. Ron Newts will be a guest on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and he explains where the concept for the project originated.
It all started when we finally got to understand what Mark did when they had the movie 12 Strong. A whole bunch of us from Washington County, his family, friends, and we went to Manhattan and seen the initial showing of the movie with him, General Dothan's son. Afghanistan ambassador was there, so it was quite a event, and we thought this should be something we should celebrate in our county for a man that did. So we come back and we talked to his parents about doing a monument, and we come up with ideas. Bridget Bruna helped us with the artistry with it, with the major ideas. We all agreed to it. We done a presentation to Mark himself to show him what we were proposing. He was very humble. Decided to add things to celebrate his team along with him, plus honor the lives lost at 9/11.
A fatality accident was reported in Nemaha County Monday morning, claiming the life of a Seneca teenager. 16-year-old Lawson Schmilsley went left of center and struck the rear axle of a semi driven by Craig Nolte, age 32, of Seneca. Lawson Schmilsley went off the road. His vehicle overturned. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly before 10:30 Monday morning on Q Road just south of 112th in Nemahaw County. Donald E. Wink, age 87, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Larry D. Leck, age 74, of Holton, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington Cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Mercer Funeral Home in Holton, assisting the Ward Funeral Home with arrangements for Larry Leck. Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook. Stanley G. Cuyoth, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Obit Funeral in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Cuyoth. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, scalloped potatoes, Capri blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Normandy blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see mostly sunny skies as we warm into the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 62 for your low, winds still light out of the southeast. Temperatures jump on Friday will be in the mid-90s. Lots of sunshine, mostly clear skies. Temperatures drop into the upper 60s for Friday night. Saturday, continued sunshine, warmer. Highs push into the upper 90s. We'll have southwest winds, a bit breezy throughout the day. Partly cloudy, 68 Saturday night. Gusty winds still out of the southwest. Sunday, we will see plenty of sunshine, a little cooler, back into the upper 80s. 68 clear Sunday night. Monday, we are anticipating plenty of sunshine for the beginning of the work week. Temperatures start out in the low 90s. We'll be in the low 80s by Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:46, sunrise in the morning 7:03. Hazy sunrise 54 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 9th of September, KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Auburn Auto Center knows the catastrophic events on September 11, 2001 will never be forgotten. To this day, our military men and women continue to fight against terrorism. Thank you for your unwavering service. From Auburn Auto Center, find them at 2314 J Street in Auburn. Hunter's headquarters recalls the disastrous events of September 11, 2001 that took thousands of men, women, and children away from their families and friends. This Patriot Day, remember them and those who answered the call to help. Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
The Joker dominates again, and baseball's 2020 Hall of Fame class finally has its moment. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Men's world number one Novak Ain't No Djokovic moved a step closer to making tennis history. After dropping the first set and committing 17 unforced errors, the Joker put on a masterclass to dispatch Matteo Berrettini in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, 6-3 to advance to the U.S. Open semifinal. Djokovic now two wins away from the first calendar year men's Grand Slam since 1969 and a record-breaking 21st career Grand Slam major.
Of course, I'm aware of the history, and of course, it gives me motivation, but it also, you know, if I start to think about it too much, it burdens me mentally. So I want to really go back to the basics and what really works for me mentally.
Alexander Serov, who beat Lloyd Harris in the other men's quarterfinal, will be next in line to try and take down Djokovic. Baseball. Eduardo Escobar picked a good time to snap his month-long homerless drought.
Swing and a drive to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and way gone!
On WTMJ, Escobar's sixth-inning home run was his first dinger since August 2nd, and put the Brewers ahead for good en route to a 4-3 victory over the Phillies. Over a year later, the Baseball Hall of Fame's 2020 class was enshrined with a full crowd ceremony in Cooperstown. Retired Yankees great Derek Jeter headlined the class. Jeter, who led one of the most storied franchises to five world championships over a 20-year career, praised Yankee fans for always sticking by him.
I was always most comfortable on the field, especially at Yankee Stadium, playing in front of you. And to this day, especially right now, in this moment, I still represent you, and it's been one of the greatest honors of my life.
Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and late labor pioneer Marvin Miller rounded out the 2020 class. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Don't miss the start of the new era of K-State football with Coach Chris Kleiman.
Laying it on the line every dang day. You win that dang day.
The Cats open the season at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 31st. To celebrate the first game, a total of 2,019 tickets are on sale now for just $19.
Chris Kleiman was the best guy for this job. Comes in, little swag, national title.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown with live music, beer garden, and more this Saturday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Tyson Foods is sweetening benefits for employees in its effort to encourage vaccinations, offering up to 20 hours of paid sick leave for workers who get shots. The company and United Food and Commercial Workers announcing an agreement on Friday with that benefit, which will go into effect January 1st. The company also says new hires will receive a week of vacation after 6 months of employment. The agreement also has the support of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. The UFCW represents about 26,000 Tyson workers, and together with the RWDSU, those the two unions represent more than 80% of the 31,000 Tyson food workers in the U.S. who are unionized. Of Tyson's 120,000 U.S. employees, more than 90,000 have already been vaccinated, including more than 30,000 since the company announced early in August that all workers had to be vaccinated by November 1st. Corn farmers who split up high nitrogen will soon have another option for crop insurance. Starting in the 2022 crop year, the USDA Risk Management Agency will offer the post-application coverage endorsement, or PACE, in certain states for non-irrigated corn, providing coverage for producers who use the practice that's considered better for natural resources and saves money for producers. To split apply nitrogen, growers make multiple fertilizer applications during the growing season rather than providing all the crop's nitrogen requirements with a single treatment before or during planting. Split application of nitrogen can lead to lower input costs as well as help prevent runoff or leaching of nutrients into waterways and groundwater. This is because it's used in more targeted amounts over multiple applications rather than simply one large application. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Thursday today. Bit of a rocky day yesterday, kind of mixed all across the board for the grains with corn and wheat. Soybeans had a bit of a mixed day yesterday as well. We'll see what the trend it looks like when markets open up today on a Thursday. But for corn yesterday, we saw mostly green all day long until right at the end. We saw some red pop up on the board as we went into the close with December corn wrapping up a half down to 510 and a quarter. March corn was down three quarters to 519 and three quarters. On the wheat side, they took a bit of a hit yesterday with December KC wheat down 12 and three quarters to 704 and three quarters. The March KC wheat was also down 12 and three quarters to 713 and three quarters as well. So we'll see if they rebound today when they open up. In the soybeans, they were mostly mixed yesterday. Did see some green on the board at the end of trading for the November soybeans up 2.5 to 1279 and a half. The January up 2 points to 1288 and three quarters. So that was kind of nice. A little bit of green here as well for the meal side. October soybean meal yesterday wrapped up 10 cents higher to 334.90. December was unchanged at yesterday to 337.80. So just not a lot of movement there. Oil, we did see some red in the soybean oil for October, down 26 cents to 57.46. December was down 27 cents to 57.49. So hopefully that can rebound today as well. Over in the canola, we saw some green there with November canola wrapping up 140 in the green higher to 881 and a half. January was up by 160 to 866 and 10 cents yesterday. So that was kind of nice as well. Cotton was kind of mixed with October down and December up. October cotton was down 21 cents. 95.20 was the wrap up there. December in the green by 3 pennies to 94.08. For the end of trading yesterday. So we'll see what markets do when they open up on a Thursday today. Maybe we can get some rebounds going for a pre-Friday celebration. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sales start time 11 a.m. And the early consignments include 7 Holstein bucket calves. They're 2 weeks old. 3 second calf black and red cow-calf pairs, 2-month-old calves. 67 black and red steers nevers weigh 375 to 6. 25 black steers nevers 4.5 to 550. Another 25 weighing 5 to 6. 60 black and charlet steers nevers 5 to 7. 115 black and baldy steers nevers weighing 6 to 8. 53 black yearling heifers 750 to 775. 150 black and charlet heifers 750 to 775. 57 black heifers, 750 to 775, another 10 weighing 775 to 8. 33 black and red heifers, 775 to 8. 25 black and red steers, 775 to 8. 23 black heifers off grass, 850 to 9, another 10 weighing 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today beginning 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do you live in a state rated high for life expectancy? It's a look at where people live healthier and longer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 9th, the 252nd day of the year. Actors Hugh Grant and Adam Sandler share a birthday. Life expectancy for Americans continues to rise. The most recent data says the figure is now 79 years. A little less for men, a little more for women. The average can vary as well depending on where you live. The state with the highest life expectancy is Hawaii, but cold weather states fare almost as well. Minnesota, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Connecticut all placed in the top 10. The good news for everyone is that life expectancy has nearly doubled in the past century, and most experts expect the trend to continue. The first human to live to 150, they say, has probably already been born. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Hazy sunshine, 54 degrees this morning in Marysville. Middle 80s as a warm-up trend continues today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Losses yesterday in baseball for both the Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. The Baltimore Orioles scored all their runs in the eighth inning in a 9-8 win over the Royals. Baltimore has taken 2 of 3 from the Royals, who haven't won a series at Camden Yards since April of 2014. Yesterday, Salvador Perez hit his 42nd homer for Kansas City. Andrew Benintendi finished with 3 hits and 5 RBIs. Royals finish up the series with the Baltimore Orioles this evening. First pitch at 6:05. The Wichita Wind Surge got shut out last night at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Yesterday was game 2 against Northwest Arkansas, and the final score 1-0 Northwest Arkansas over the Surge. Neither team broke through the scoreboard through 7 innings of play. The series continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium. First pitch 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Bulldog Football Friday. Marysville at Wamego, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Cape Prep's pregame begins at 6, the TVL spotlight at 6:40, with pregame coverage and coaches' comments ahead of kickoff live at 7. Marysville at Wamego. Kansas Jayhawks air Friday night on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 kickoff. Kansas State home opener is Saturday with pregame coverage at 4, kickoff at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
I walk
Since